Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Today is Tuesday, January 17th. We're talking about how and where Americans are training Ukrainian troops and what new action Russia is taking that signals a long, drawn-out war. Also, a call for justice after a traffic stop in Memphis. And how extreme storms in California have impacted a historic drought. Plus, a new push against electric cars. Advice from security experts now that another password manager has been hacked. And what old-fashioned technology young people are now embracing. Those stories and more news coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. This is the first week for Ukrainian soldiers at the U.S. military's new expanded training program. Over the next 5 weeks, they'll get lessons on weapons, armored vehicles, and more sophisticated combat techniques they'll need to defend their country against Russia's invasion. The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff visited the training area in Germany yesterday and spoke to troops about their mission. This all comes as Western analysts say Russia is digging in for a drawn-out war, and it's getting support from its allies as well. This week, Russia and Belarus launched joint military exercises. Belarus says they're just meant to teach troops how to defend themselves. But some reports say the fact that Russia is building up its troop presence and equipment in Belarus shows Russia could decide to go through the country to launch a new offensive, just as it did when first invading Ukraine 11 months ago. So Ukrainian officials say they're getting ready at their border with Belarus. Of course, that's not the only area of the country Ukrainian troops are needed, though. Over the weekend, a Russian missile struck an apartment building in the middle of Ukraine, killing at least 40 civilians. That makes it one of the deadliest civilian attacks so far in this war. But it's also just one of many. The United Nations now says it's confirmed the deaths of more than 7,000 Ukrainian civilians so far and that the real death toll is sadly much higher. The U.S. is among more than 30 countries that's given Ukraine weapons and other military equipment since Russian forces first invaded last year. Here in the U.S., protesters are calling for justice following the death of another man at the hands of police officers. 29-year-old Tyree Nichols died after a traffic stop in Memphis, Tennessee. Police aren't saying much about it, just that officers pulled him over for reckless driving. Then they got involved in what police say was two different confrontations. Since then, Nichols' family has been showing a picture of what he looked like before he died in the hospital, bloodied and swollen, hooked up to breathing tubes. So his family, friends, and other protesters are demanding an explanation and for police to release the body cam video. They rallied in front of the National Civil Rights Museum yesterday as thousands of people came to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Today, they're holding his funeral service. Meanwhile, the Memphis Police Department says it's investigating, along with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. For now, the Memphis mayor and police chief say they cannot discipline the officers until they go through a procedural process, but they expect that all to be done later this week, and then they say they'll reveal more information. Stay tuned. One Arizona suburb actually had its water shut off because of the ongoing drought. This means about 1,000 people who live in the Rio Grande foothills are stuck collecting rainwater and rationing where they can. They used to buy their water from the nearby city of Scottsdale and counted on a steady supply. But the city cut them off, saying the priority had to be on conserving water for its own residents. Some water haulers are now driving from far away into the area, but people who live there say that means monthly water bills are going from about $200 to over $1,000. and it's unclear how long that solution is going to be an option. This is all just part of a bigger problem, though. A new Arizona report recently showed Phoenix doesn't have enough water to support tens of thousands of homes that had been planned, so their development is now in question. And some officials say this should be a cautionary tale for home buyers, especially those looking at unincorporated territory in the Southwest. Well, California is finally drying out from storm after storm that altogether have dumped about 30 inches of rain over some areas. So what exactly does this mean for the historic drought the state has been dealing with for years now? Well, for now, there was at least some temporary relief. Last month, 41% of California was considered to be in extreme drought. Now, less than 1% of the state is. But there are a few problems impacting things long term. For starters, the state's infrastructure does not capture excess stormwater. There are plans to change that, but until those projects actually get done, all that water just drains into the Pacific Ocean. Another big issue is the fact that the drought has been going on for so long. Last year, a report found 2000 to 2021 to be the driest 22-year period for the Southwest in at least 1,200 years. So the major reservoirs still need trillions of gallons of water before they can even reach average levels. The largest ones are still at less than 50% capacity. All that said, some experts are hopeful. They say what's more important than rain is snow, since everything that came down in the mountains will be saved for later, and it will alleviate the drought as it melts over time. We should know the long-term impact of these storms when the snowpack is measured in the spring. More news is still coming up, but first, let's take a quick break for our sponsor. I love interacting with talented people. Whether it's the people I work with here at The Newsworthy, shout out to our producers Emily and Aaron and our audio editor Baz, or it's simply the waiter who offers exceptional service, making a night out even more special. I always appreciate that feeling of ease and trust. But perhaps getting talent and quality from your doctors is one of the most important. And when you find the right doctor, you can feel it. You feel heard, you are put at ease, and you trust their advice. Well, ZocDoc can help you find the doctor that's truly right for you, which means finding quality care may only be a few taps away. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app. So go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. So we've told you about states phasing out new gas-powered car sales. Well, now there's a state that could phase out electric cars. The idea was recently proposed in Wyoming's legislature, and it has support from members of the state's House and Senate. Supporters of this idea say it's necessary because Wyoming's economy is largely fueled by gas and oil. And they don't think infrastructure will be ready to support mostly EVs, since charging stations need to be installed and it could be a big task getting electricity to those stations. Yet, it's worth pointing out that even if this bill does pass, it'll just encourage, not require, people and companies in the state to avoid buying or selling electric cars. In other words, it would be a voluntary ban with a goal of phasing EVs out by 2035. Meanwhile, 15 other states, including California and New York, have moved to ban gas-powered car sales in an effort to combat climate change. Well, another password manager has been hacked, leaving thousands of customer accounts vulnerable. This time, the breach impacted Norton LifeLock, a service that helps people create and store unique passwords. But the company says weak security was not the issue this time. It says the hackers used lists of passwords that were already exposed on other sites and services. Since many customers used the same password for LifeLock as they did other places, their accounts were broken into. And that means hackers could have accessed many more passwords, along with customers' names, phone numbers, and addresses. Now Norton's parent company is suggesting everyone sign up for multi-factor authentication. So every time you log in, you would have to confirm it's you by entering a code that gets sent to one of your devices. Remember, millions of password vaults from another password managing giant, LastPass, were also breached last year. Still, security professionals widely recommend using password managers just as long as there are protections in place like that multi-factor authentication. New diabetes medications are in short supply, and a TikTok trend could be partly to blame. They go by the names Ozempic, Mounjaro, and Wegovy, and they've become increasingly popular even for people who don't have diabetes because one of the side effects is weight loss. They've been hyped up on social media by influencers and even celebrities like Elon Musk, who say they've taken the drugs to shed a few pounds and that they've worked. They've been able to do it because even though the FDA hasn't approved it as a weight loss drug, doctors can still prescribe it to their patients for any reason. But the problem is, now, because they've been in short supply, many diabetes patients have had to go to several pharmacies to find their medicine. Others have been forced to take a lower dose. And some say they can't find their meds at all, so they're forced to switch to something else, which doctors say may not be as effective. Drug makers say they expect these shortages to last at least until next month as they try to respond to what they called incredible demand. By the way, these certainly aren't the only drugs facing shortages right now. There are nearly 200 on the FDA's shortage list. Well, TikTok has so many celebrity influencers these days, it's trying to make it easier for creators to work with their talent managers. The video sharing app introduced a new talent manager portal. It lets them log into the creator marketplace to help their clients manage deals with certain brands, negotiate contracts, handle creative feedback, and see how certain videos are performing without giving them access to the user's actual account. TikTok says several agencies have already signed up and they're able to connect with more than 800,000 creators around the world. The feature is expected to become even more widely available soon. Well, just when we thought Gen Z was the most technologically advanced generation yet, we end up getting a throwback to the 1990s. Teenagers and young adults are apparently into flip phones now. And we're not talking about high-tech foldable smartphones, but the actual ones that were around in the mid-90s without the internet or apps. Some of them are available for as little as $20 at stores like Walmart and Amazon, and they're showing up in TikTok videos with young people unboxing them, recording tutorials, and showing them off. Some of these videos have millions of likes, too. Celebrities have even gotten behind this trend, like singer Camila Cabello and actress Dove Cameron. Many of them say they like the nostalgia, but also the freeing feeling of being disconnected without the temptations from modern technology. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Rocket Money. Say goodbye to last year's outdated, disorganized methods of managing your money and say hello to Rocket Money, the better way to upgrade your finances in 2023. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. When it comes to the subscriptions, well, I've been guilty of forgetting to cancel free trials only to be charged and not even realize it for months. Yep, months go by and I have wasted money. I'm not alone. Rocket Money says over 80% of people have subscriptions that they forget about. Well, Rocket Money makes canceling them as easy as a click of a button. To cancel a subscription for most services, all you have to do is press cancel and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. No more long holds with customer service or tedious emailing back and forth. So stop throwing your money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/newsworthy. That's rocketmoney.com/newsworthy. rocketmoney.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, how many amendments are there to the U.S. Constitution? You can answer the question and play along with us over on Instagram. Find and follow us at newsworthypod and look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, how old was King Tut when he became the ruler of Egypt? The answer is 9. Yes, 9 years old. And historians say he actually had a lot of responsibility since he ruled Egypt during a time of conflict. King Tut was leader of Egypt until his death in 1324 BC when he was just 19 years old. Historians actually didn't know much about him until 1922 when a British archaeologist discovered his tomb. It was packed with more than 5,000 artifacts. Millions of people from around the world have now seen them and used them to learn more about the ancient Egyptian people. They'll eventually move to the Grand Egyptian Museum when it opens later this year. Well, thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day from Movement. Whether your mom is into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried and true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, everything at Movement is up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale. A watch is a gift that celebrates all the time you spent with mom. And a Movement watch is even more than that. Movement uses industry-leading materials for their fresh modern watch designs, from technically complex ceramics to vintage-inspired style. All for an incredible value your wrist and wallet will both love. And with one-size-fits-all convenience and fast free shipping and returns, it's a stress-free shopping experience. Save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with Movement. Get up to 50% off site-wide during their Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.